A few announcements before the homily. A reminder that right after Mass, we move right into our St. Peregrine Novena. We pray this every Thursday for those who are fighting cancer and for their caregivers. So I encourage you to please stay for those prayers. The deacons, servers, and I will go to the Peregrine statue. We ask that you remain in your pews and join with us spiritually in those prayers. Also, a reminder that next week, a week from today, on Thursday, September 3rd, we will not have confessions in Mass. I'll be in recovery from surgery, so we will not have the Mass or confessions. We will still have the Rosary at 11:30, and we will still have the St. Peregrine Novena at 12:30. So those will still occur, even though we will not have Mass or confessions that day. So, of course, I remind you today at 4 o'clock is our daily briefing. Please, as you're able, keep up with those briefings. There's a lot happening. Oftentimes at the end of the week, I'm trying to put the highlights in my pastor's column. And it's very difficult because there's just a lot happening here. So many things that are in motion, so many fluid things. So please, I want you all to know that these daily briefings are offered so that you have as much information as you'd like. So again, if you want to know what's happening at your parish, that resource is available. The daily briefings at 4 o'clock, they're recorded and are available later on our Grace Lily page. So that is open for your use. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Monica. Of course, we have this holy woman who oftentimes, many times throughout her life, turned to God and asked for particular graces, especially in regards to her son, Augustine. She knew that she had to get Augustine, her son, into heaven. And she constantly persevered, constantly prayed for him. But let's look at Augustine. What do we see? Well, we know that Augustine was actually baptized when he was very young because they thought he was going to die. Oftentimes, baptism then was held towards the end of life. Church didn't recommend that, but people did that because baptism removed all sin. So people thought, wait till you get to the end, and then you're good to go. But Augustine got sick, so they baptized him early, even though his father was not a Christian. And his mother, she struggled with her faith in terms of her unbelieving husband. But Augustine becomes Catholic. He's a Christian, but he doesn't care. He follows the way of his father. So he becomes a drunkard, and he becomes a womanizer. He has an illegitimate son. Oftentimes people don't realize that. So he's a real playboy. Right? And yet, if someone were to ask, is Augustine Catholic, we would say yes. But his faith meant nothing to him. He tricked his mom, he manipulated her, he fled off to Italy to get away from her, right? See, sons are always sometimes trying to get rid of or get away from their mothers, right? She was trying to get him, nagging on him. He said, oh mom, why don't you go pray at this chapel? She went to pray and he jumped on a ship and headed to Italy to get away from her. But she kept praying and she followed him to Italy and continued to intercede and ask and make sacrifice for his conversion. Eventually, Augustine did convert, and it was powerful. He received a special illumination, God calling him through the scriptures, take and eat, take and eat. Pick up the scriptures, eat the scriptures. And he has a radical conversion. The grace that had always been there because of his baptism was fanned into flame by his conversion, his decision to accept Jesus Christ. And that made all the difference. Then he becomes the great priest and bishop that we know of today. When we think of the great Saint Augustine, the doctor of the church, the doctor of grace. You know, when they wanted to make Augustine a bishop, he said, I can't be a bishop. I don't know the scriptures. I don't know them fully. He was a genius, right? When he said he didn't know the scriptures, he meant he didn't have them all memorized yet. So he asked for 3 months. They delayed his ordination as a bishop for 3 months. He memorized the entirety of the scriptures because he felt that that was a responsibility. If he was going to be a bishop, he had to know the scriptures. And he was ordained a bishop, served in Hippo in North Africa. I think that the effects of the grace in Augustine can be a great inspiration to us, a reminder. It also indicates where we are today. Look at Augustine, baptized, but not a Christian. It wasn't until that conversion when he made the decision, I will follow Christ, I will take up, and I will eat, that the graces of his baptism could work. Pope St. John Paul II believed that the vast majority of the baptized were living as pagans. they had not yet made the personal decision for Christ. And dear friends, until we do that, we can receive all the sacraments until the Lord returns in glory, but all that grace sits outside of our heart. It's not until we fan into flame the graces of the sacraments, the graces of our baptism, that we begin to understand what it means to be a Christian. Augustine, he lived life however he wanted. He did whatever he wanted. He followed his passions wherever they led him, even though he was a baptized Christian, a Catholic. But it wasn't until he made that decision. I pray every day that the baptized will make that personal decision for Jesus Christ. Because we have so many baptized pagans, it's exhausting. And these are the ones that we bring out every so often, who oftentimes the media love, who talk about how the church needs to change and get with the times, and the church is wrong, and the church has problems, and they throw all this stuff. But if you were to really look at them, the vast majority of them are not practicing Catholics. And if they practice the faith, they are merely practicing the faith. It hasn't really become a part of them. We see this even in national leadership. Are you as tired as I am to see the national leaders who are Catholic, who should be the crown jewels of our faith? Look at those Catholics who've arrived. And yet oftentimes when they arrive, they're not Catholic. They've sold out everything. Were you inspired last night by that powerful nun? Where is that voice among our shepherds? She said more in less than 4 minutes than the vast majority of bishops have said in this country. Where is the voice of our shepherds? Where is the voice of the baptized? Why have we allowed ourselves to be silenced and shamed? Why have the baptized not fanned into flame the graces given to them? Dear friends, if you have not in your heart radically declared Jesus Christ is Lord, he is the Lord of my life, then you have some work to do. You have to have your Augustinian moment. You have to take yourself, slow things down, spend some time with the Lord, and make that declaration. Take up and eat, and allow the Lord to truly become the Lord of your life. Make that decision, and grace that you could never have imagined will flood through your soul. Augustine, when he made that decision, he became a new creation. He was a different person because of the work of grace. The man who could not control his libido became the paradigm of purity. The man who would follow his passions wherever they led him became the model of temperance and kindness. Grace is real. It changes us. It's given to us in order to work. But if we receive it while we disobey the gospel, while we betray the Lord, while we merely obey the fallenness of this world and the fallenness of our own human nature, God cannot work. Grace cannot work. Dear friends, God wants to bring about a great work in each of us. He wants to bring about a great work in the midst of the church. The Lord established the church in order to bring about the salvation of humanity. And yet so many Christians are distracted. They are not paying attention to their own salvation or for the salvation of their neighbor. The conversion of Augustine is a model for us. I pray that each of you have had that moment. And if you have not, I pray that you will have it now. That the grace of your baptism will become alive, become a fire within you, and you will fan that flame into great abundance. Augustine became a great bishop. He knew he had to stay close to the things of God. For those of us who have had that moment, who have declared Jesus Christ as Lord, stay close to the scriptures. Someone said to me recently, Father, it feels like everything has just gone on fast forward. It feels like civilization is falling apart. We're not sure if that's happening or not yet. But if we want to keep civilization, we have to stay close to God. We have to stay close to divine wisdom. The things of this world, they want to trick us, convince us of things. An unborn child isn't really a human being. Two men can get married. This person doesn't have any dignity because they have special needs. The lies of this world, they're intoxicating. They want to convince us. In order for us to stay sober, we have to stay close to divine wisdom. That means we have to pray, study the scriptures, receive the sacraments faithfully, stay close to God. Augustine did that, and God made him not only a saint, but a doctor of the church. So to all of our holy women and our holy mothers who are praying for the conversion of your children, keep fighting. for all of the baptized, fan that grace into flame. And to those of us who have declared Jesus Christ as Lord, stay faithful, stay close to God, stay close to divine wisdom.